Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm so excited for this deep dive today. We're tackling a case that proves truth is stranger than fiction.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Sometimes the most interesting legal questions come from the most unexpected places.
Exactly. And today, that unexpected place is inside a used piano.
You got it. We're going to be unpacking the fascinating case of Cicerini v. United States. It's a 1969 case that centered around a couple, a piano, and, well, a hidden stash of cash that sparked a whole bunch of intriguing tax questions.
A piano full of cash.
Yeah.
Okay, you have my attention. Let's set the stage. So we have this couple, the Cicerinis, and they buy a used piano back in 1957 for a steal, just $15.
Yeah, talk about a bargain. Little did they know they were getting way more than they bargained for.
Right. Years later, they're cleaning out this piano, and boom, they find $4,467 hidden inside. I mean, that's like hitting the jackpot, right?
It definitely is. But that's where the fun begins, because then the question becomes, is this sudden windfall considered taxable income?
And if it is, when did they actually earn it? The year they bought the piano, 1957, or the year they found the cash, 1964.
Exactly. Those are the million-dollar questions, or in this case, the $4,467 questions.
All right, so let's break this down. From what I understand, this case hinges on a legal concept called treasure trove.
You got it. Treasure trove basically refers to finding something valuable that you didn't even know was there. Think buried pirate treasure, or in this case, a wad of cash tucked inside a piano.
Okay, so legally speaking, finding a treasure trove means you've got yourself some taxable income.
Exactly. And the key here is that it's taxable in the year it's discovered.
So even though that money was probably stashed in that piano long before the Cicerinis bought it, it was the act of finding it in 1964 that triggered the tax implications.
Precisely. For tax purposes, it's almost as if the money didn't even exist until they stumbled upon it.
Interesting. So the Cicerinis find this cash. The IRS says, hey, that's taxable income. But it sounds like the Cicerinis didn't just take that lying down, right?
Oh, absolutely not. They took their case to court and argued that the money wasn't income at all.
Really? So what was their reasoning behind that?
Well, they basically claimed that since they bought the piano with all its contents unknown to them at the time, the money was part of the original purchase.
So they were saying they earned it back in 1957 when they bought the piano.
Exactly. And this is where the statute of limitations comes into play. They argued that even if the money was considered income, the government was too late to collect taxes on it.
Ah, right. The statute of limitations. So can you break that down for us a bit? What does that actually mean in this context?
Sure. In simple terms, the statute of limitations sets a deadline for when legal action can be taken. In this case, the Cicerinis claimed that if the money was income in 1957, well, the government had missed their chance to tax it. Too much time had passed.
Okay, I see. So did this argument work? Did the statute of limitations save the Cicerinis from paying taxes on their lucky find?
It's a clever argument, but ultimately the court didn't buy it. They emphasized that the Cicerinis had absolutely no idea about the money when they bought the piano.
So they didn't actually have control over the money until they found it in 64. That makes sense.
Right. The court essentially said, you only realized the value of the money and could use it after you discovered it.
Finders keepers, but the IRS wants its share. I get it. So what happened next? Did the Cicerinis just accept this ruling?
Not quite. They had another argument up their sleeve. They argued that even if the money was taxable, it should be taxed at the lower capital gains rate.
Oh, interesting. Capital gains, that's the rate applied to, like, profits from selling assets, right? What was their logic there?
Well, they argued that the money had probably been sitting in the piano for years, maybe even appreciating in value, like a long-term investment.
I can see their point.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't the court agree with that? Why wouldn't it be considered a capital gain?
Because the court really honed in on the fact that capital gains usually apply to situations where you intentionally buy something and then sell it for a profit. But the Cicerinis didn't buy the money. It was a complete surprise. It was what's called a windfall, a sudden, unexpected gain, and those are typically treated as regular income.
Ah, okay, so it all comes down to intention.
Mm-hmm.
If they had bought the piano specifically hoping to find hidden cash, it might have been a different story.
Maybe, but that's a whole other hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
In this case, the court was clear. It was an unexpected gain, plain and simple.
So let's bring it back to our listeners for a second. What's the key takeaway here? What can we all learn from the Cicerinis and their piano full of cash?
The Cicerini case is a great reminder that any treasure you find, whether it's a pile of cash in a piano or a forgotten stock certificate in your attic, is considered taxable income. And the important thing is, it's taxable in the year you find it, not the year it was hidden or lost.
You know, it makes you wonder, how many other treasures are out there just waiting to be discovered? And I guess the lesson is, if you do strike it lucky, Uncle Sam's going to want his cut.
Exactly. It's definitely something to keep in mind. And it makes you think, what if the Cesarini's situation had been slightly different? What if they had inherited the piano or received it as a gift? Would that have changed things?
That is an excellent question. It really highlights how nuanced these tax laws can be, right? We've learned so much today, but it seems like there's always more to explore.
There always is, and that's the beauty of the law. It's constantly evolving.
Well, on that note, big thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive. It just goes to show you, sometimes the most fascinating legal questions are lurking in the most unexpected places.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew a used piano could lead us down such an interesting path?
You never know what you'll find. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, happy treasure hunting. And remember to keep those tax forms handy.